The news is read now by Brian Jennings.
A woman in her 60s has died and her husband is in a serious condition in hospital after they were stabbed near their home in Cork City last night. A 25-year-old man has been arrested for questioning. Our Southern editor, Pascal Sheehy.
Gardaí and emergency services were called to a house at Shrewsbury Downs in Ballinlough at around 9 o'clock last night. They found a 60-year-old woman seriously injured on the street outside her home. Her husband was also seriously injured. It's understood they had both been stabbed a number of times. The woman was rushed to Cork University Hospital, where doctors worked to save her life, but she was pronounced dead there before midnight. Her husband remains in a serious condition. Gardaí have arrested a 25-year-old man for questioning. He was known to the couple. He's being detained under Section 4 of the Criminal Justice Act, under which he can be held for 24 hours. Pascal Sheehy, RTE News, Cork.
A number of candlelight vigils will take place in Louth, Meath and Monaghan this evening in memory of the five young people killed in a road crash in Dundalk at the weekend. Books of condolence will also be open to the public today in civic offices in the North East. Our North East correspondent, Laura Hogan.
A number of candlelight vigils will take place in memory of the five victims of the Dundalk road crash this evening. 23-year-olds Alan McCluskey, Dylan Commons and Chloe McGee were killed, alongside Shay Duffy and Chloe Hipson, who were 21. They were from Louth, Meath, Monaghan and Scotland. Plans have been announced for vigils at three Gaelic football grounds in the North East region, with people being invited to gather for prayer and remembrance of these young people. Post-mortem examinations are expected to be concluded in the coming days, and funeral arrangements will be announced at a later time. Books of condolence will also be open to the public today across County Louth in civic offices in Ardd, Drogheda and Dundalk. Cathaoirleach of Louth County Council Sean Kelly said the entire county was heartbroken by this devastating event. Last evening, the road where this collision happened reopened and Gardaí are continuing their investigations.
The Minister for Health, Jennifer Carroll McNeill, is expected to bring a memorandum to Cabinet today recommending the establishment of a statutory public model of inquiry into the care provided to children with scoliosis and spina bifida. It follows a meeting last week between the Minister, the Taoiseach Simon Harris, the parents of the late Harvey Morrison and associated advocacy groups. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham.
Harvey was from Clondalkin in Dublin and had both spina bifida and scoliosis. He'd waited a number of years for spinal surgery, having first been placed on the waiting list in February 2022. He was just 9 years old when he died in July. Harvey's parents, Gillian and Stephen, have lobbied the government for a full statutory inquiry into Children Health Ireland's management of services for children with scoliosis and spina bifida. Now, Health Minister Jennifer Carroll McNeill will go to Cabinet today to seek approval for the establishment of a statutory public model of inquiry. It's expected she will also tell her ministerial colleagues that a considerable body of work will be required to bring it to fruition. She believes a facilitator should be appointed to scope the content of terms of reference in collaboration with stakeholders, including Harvey's parents.
The United Nations Security Council has voted in favour of a resolution which backs US President Donald Trump's 20-point peace plan for Gaza. It establishes a transitional authority and an international stabilisation force. From the United Nations in New York, here's our global security reporter Yvonne Murray.
The vote late yesterday evening followed weeks of intense diplomacy by US officials. 13 countries on the 15-member council voted in favour, while Russia and China abstained. The resolution establishes a transitional authority in Gaza called the Board of Peace, expected to be led by President Donald Trump himself. The International Stabilisation Force is expected to be drawn from Muslim-majority countries and could number around 20,000 troops. The text also calls for the support of global financial institutions like the World Bank in the reconstruction of Gaza. But the reference to Palestinian statehood in the text, inserted under pressure from other council members, raised objections from Israel, while Hamas and other Palestinian factions said they would reject the presence of foreign troops in Gaza. Nevertheless, strong support from the Palestinian Authority and several Arab nations paved the way for the successful vote, which is likely to be claimed as a major diplomatic victory for the United States. Yvonne Moriarty, News at the United Nations in New York.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Get ahead with Grant's most innovative heat pump, the Arona R290. Home heating for the next generation. Visit grant.ie.
Rain and drizzle will continue to clear southeastwards this morning, with sunny spells and scattered showers following from the northwest. Some of the showers will be heavy, mainly further north, where there's a chance of hail. Quite cold, with highest temperatures 6 to 10 degrees, with west to northwest winds, increasing moderate to fresh and gusty. And there's a warning that northerly winds will reach gale force 8 at times later on Irish coastal waters from Slyne Head to Rossonpoint to Malin Head, and also on the Irish coastal waters from Howth Head to Wicklow Head to Cairnsore Point and on the South Irish Sea.